Of faith. We are working our way through article number 35, and this is a third section. I'm trying to remember. I think we have only three parts here, and so let us read responsibly. The Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. Further, though the sacraments are connected with the things signified, nevertheless, both are not received by all men. The ungodly indeed receives the sacrament to his condemnation, but he does not receive the truth of the sacrament, even as Judas and Simon the sorcerer both indeed received the sacrament, but not Christ, who was signified by it, of whom believers only are made partakers. Lastly, we receive this holy sacrament in the assembly of the people of God with humility and reverence, keeping up among us a holy remembrance of the death of Christ our Savior, with thanksgiving, making their confession of our faith and of the Christian religion. Therefore, no one ought to come to this table without having previously rightly examined himself, lest by eating of this bread and drinking of this cup, he eat and drink judgment to himself. In a word, we are moved by the use of this holy sacrament to a fervent love toward God and our neighbor. Therefore, we reject all mixtures and damnable inventions which men have added unto and blended with the sacraments as profanations of them, and affirm that we ought to rest satisfied with the ordinance which Christ and his apostles have taught us, and that we must speak of them in the same manner as they have spoken. Notice at the very end of that first section, the last phrase, of whom believers only are made partakers. And so the requirement to properly receive the blessings of the Lord's Supper is a requirement of faith, especially in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that this sacrament points to. Notice also, I found it to be an interesting statement in the second part, where it says that with thanksgiving, making their confession of our faith and of the Christian religion. And so the idea is that every time you partake of the Lord's Supper, you are again making a profession of your faith. I find that to be good encouragement. We do that every Sunday. We do make a profession of faith, even now in this section of the worship service. But also we do so when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. We take and we eat. We profess that we believe in what Jesus is, who Jesus is and what he's done. And then notice also that a necessity of self-examination, 1 Corinthians 11:26 through 32, Paul exhorts the Corinthians and we as well to examine ourselves before partaking of the sacrament. And notice, in a word, we are moved by the use of this holy sacrament to a fervent love towards God and our neighbor. So the goal is love. And then finally, the last thing, notice in the statement, the rejection of the inventions of men as a sacrament, particularly not only the Lord's Supper, but in ways that they were celebrated in other churches like the Roman Catholic, but focusing on what Christ has instituted, that the sacrament comes from Christ, not from man. Amen? Amen.